order, let's begin with the roll call, please.
Chair Wood.
Here.
Vice Chair Turner.
Here.
Commissioner Christensen.
Here.
Commissioner Shelton.
Here.
Commissioner Tobar. Commissioner Miller.
Here.
Commissioner Velez. We have the quorum.
Thank you, Grayson. Okay, I don't see that we have any special presentations and announcements. Public communications, I don't see any public communications.
None received.
None
received.
All right, so we will move on to the consent items. First of all, approval of the minutes from our October 8th meeting. Any comments, edits to the minutes from October? Do I hear a motion to approve?
I will do that. I'll motion to approve the minutes on the last meeting.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Gracie?
Chair Wood.
Yes.
Vice Chair Turner.
Yes.
Commissioner Christensen.
Yes.
Commissioner Shelton.
Yes.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Okay, that's approved, and now we'll go to our formal items. So first up is the approval of the 2026 commission meeting calendar. So if you note the calendar, we have our typical dates, August being dark, November or December being dark, and the November meeting being pushed up a week because it falls on my dad's birthday, which is a holiday. Also, Veterans Day, take the day off. So our meeting moves to November 4th. So that is the calendar, and now we just need a motion to approve that, or any comments about anything we want to change about that. No? Sounds good. Move to approve.
Was that a motion?
I guess, sir.
I'll second it.
All right. Motion.
Chair Wood.
Yes.
Vice Chair Turner.
Yes.
Commissioner Christensen.
Yes.
Commissioner Shelton.
Yes.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
All right. So now we move to our 2025 work plan.
This is an opportunity, as you all know, to discuss the 2025 work plan. Just a precursor to the work plan. Typically at this meeting in the past is we've reviewed a draft version of a completed work plan. Within the last year, our city clerk's office has mentioned council requesting likely a change in that calendar year when we developed that. That hasn't necessarily been completely established for the time being. We're going to continue on through utilizing the active work plan now. We'll continue to build on it until we get that finalized date. Once we get that date, then we'll know when we should be reviewing a draft version of the completed or the final plan, and then go move to approve that before it is submitted to City Council. So that's why we're continuing at this point, and we're hoping to have a better answer come our January meeting. So this is kind of that discussion time. And then just one thing I wanted to talk about real quick was just the commission work plan in action. We did have a city, or at least a department city event opportunity. And this was the 20-year celebration of the Ventura Aquatic Center. It was pretty well attended. There was a lot of registration signups that actually filled up, which was awesome to see that engagement, especially. And even in a later fall event, and it was a great opportunity, and we were lucky to have obviously Commissioner Tovar there, but we also had a council member from that side of that district there as well in Mick Reynolds. So very cool to highlight that event visit. And there has been no changes to the list of event options to visit. The next one coming up on that visit list is the, I know I'll jump into it a little bit more, is actually the Santa to a Senior gift assembly opportunity. And that's taking place about mid-December. I don't have the date off the top of my head right now. Somebody might have that, but we'll need up to about three commissioners to assist with the assembly, which is kind of cool initiative if you're not familiar with the Senate twist smear.
It still shows TBD in the last version I've got.
What do you know? It's not on that one.
Old.
I'll give me a second. And
no, this is not it. Sorry.
I believe it was the 18th. Or the 15th or the 18th. But in the meantime, please speak on if there are any other opportunities, outreach opportunities that you'd like to add to your work plan and your efforts, and I will try to locate that date for you.
I don't know if there's any dates that immediately come to mind, but something I wanted to ask about is how the work plan process is potentially going to be affected by the Rules Committee discussion that's going on. You mentioned about going from a calendar year to. Do we have any ideas to where they're at with their discussion or how that's going to kind of reflect on this?
Yeah, it's great. It's actually part of the staff communication that I had. That is going to City Council. So both of the assignments will be added in as a consent item at the December. Where is my stuff?
Awesome.
Thank you. 16th. And at that meeting, they'll present the recommendation from commission, and then from there or either approve or make comment or whatnot on the recommendation from the commission on both assignments. And once we get that answer, obviously, then we will continue to add to the work plan any updates that might roll from that decision.
So that's an update from last time, right? That's good news that because we didn't think we were going to get on December, right?
That is an update, yeah. And it's sooner than sometime in 2026 that I gave last time, yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. Let me grab that. Let me get this visit date. And I could actually make a note in it right away. So the Santa to a Senior gift assembly date, it's going to be, like I said, over at Ventura Avenue Adult Center on December 15th, and that is from 3 to 4 p.m. If there is interest in it, I'd be happy to notate it right now and add it in there. It should not take, I mean, if we're successful, it would take longer because that means we received more. But traditionally, it is pretty quick. I saw a hand raised.
I'll do it.
And what was the name of it? I'm sorry.
Santa to a Senior Gift Assembly. It's on December 15th.
The Monday.
Is that correct? That we have? It's a Monday.
You said 3 p.m.?
3 to 4, yeah.
I have my name on this one.
Right, I was going to say, we have Commissioner Velez was on that.
All right. Awesome. And if there is any other interest to fill a spot, a reminder typically goes out as it kind of comes up.
Right. No,
that one, if it still remains in one spot, I'll make sure I'm clear in that message, but thank you to those, and I'll make sure I pass it on to the Senior Services team, and we'll be there as well.
And we're basically wrapping gifts, is that what it is, or we're handing it out, wrapping?
Wrapping, tagging. What we're doing is we collect for two groups of individuals, some that take advantage of or that are able to get to the Avenue Adult Center for the congregate meal services that we provide, and then another group will go out to the home-delivered meals, so we serve all throughout the city home delivery services, and we would bring the gift as close as we can to Christmas or during the holiday season.
And where do the gifts come from?
Donations. So that would be whoever donates, there'll be boxes in each of the locations. When I get to staff communications, I'll share what those are. Traditionally, one is up here. I just saw the box on the back end, so that's going to go out tomorrow. Avenue Adult Center will be a spot, obviously City Hall, and then in the past, and I think it's another one, will be the Aquatic Center, since lot of foot traffic at each one of those locations. I think, you know, Barranca Vista Center is under construction. That wouldn't be a good spot for that. So three locations.
Are there any types of presents that they're looking for, gifts or?
Yeah, a lot of it is actually, and actually I'll jump to it real quick.
Right. Oh, were you going to say that for the other?
Yeah, it's a good, it's a good question. Let's see. So one of the options here, and a lot of them, it's hard to read here, but gift cards go a long way to just not just, you know, grocery stores, pharmacies, department stores for just general small items, blankets, cozy socks, soaps, lotions, those type of things. The gifts have to be unwrapped because we need to be able to see what we're distributing and making sure that it's okay and it's appropriate and it's safe and it's, again, nothing that is used. And it's not much, but it means I used to help oversee senior services or at least fall underneath that department. It means a blanket, a pair of socks, slippers, like it means so much. So it's a neat opportunity. And then just, it's a fun time to open up a gift. So that's where we'll get your help wrapping those up.
Sure.
Yeah.
No voice.
Oh, enough.
What is the quantity that you're looking for? Like, how many seniors are they hoping to serve?
That's a good question. I don't have that off the top of my hand, but I do know that we serve in the ballpark of I think we have 200, if not more, but I'll give you that number in the follow-up. It's been a very successful drive. And every year we have folks, not just internally, but externally, will come up to counters and just say hey, when are you bringing? In the past, it was a tree and you would take an art, but now it's come to the just the pre-planned donations. Good question. I'll follow up with that.
All right. So does anyone have any updates on events that they've attended? I know Commissioner Tovar, you want to talk about the aquatics event?
Great event. It was nice to see the community come out. Just for me, it was kind of nostalgic because my kids, I went there when it opened and took my kids there, so to see it. And I think one of the most unique aspects of this is that it looks the same. Like, it's well kept, it's clean. It's just amazing to see how good the city does to keep it in a very pristine, I mean, wear and tear here or there, but for the most part, it was really well attended and it was really diverse. I thought it was very diverse. So that was really, really a nice event.
Props to our facilities maintenance team.
Yeah,
it was good to prepare that speech and give them the shout out that they need to.
Yeah, Steve did a great job with the speech.
Thanks.
And people were actually very excited about it and going to the different booths, lots of kids, lots of families, so it was really nice. There's a line waiting to get in.
Big one.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Terrific. All right, then, with this, no further ado, we'll move to Department Communications.
Let me pull up communications here. As usual, we are continuing to recruit for extra help staff, so continue to push those that are prospective to the job market, all ages, continue to encourage them to consider an opportunity with the department. There's a lot to do. I'll just reiterate, be a Santa to a senior, accepting donations time frame. Add this to your gift list and go pick out one of these. You could do a predetermined one or something else that might be kind of warm, cozy, festive for the holiday season, and continue contributing. Thank you for those that had considered or continue to consider to be a part of the gift assembly opportunity.
The giving window is?
The giving window is November 13th through December 10th. And then corporate games is well under in the planning way. I mean, we're locking in dates. We've locked in, the team is locked in Definitely sites, and we're already getting fielding sponsorships right now. So well underway. And then registration will open in January. So if you or even, you know, neighboring entity that might be big enough that wants to go compete and build camaraderie, please let them know to consider the event. It's an awesome team building opportunity. The latest golf update right now, Olivas Links, temporary restrooms, golf shop trailers, they're in place. The old trailers are being removed. The latest that we heard is tomorrow morning, early before the sun comes up, the old ones are going to be gone. So there is movement in place. And then the placement process for the new trailers will begin soon after those other ones are gone. So things are in motion out there. And then Park and Rec, like I had mentioned earlier, the rules committee assignments that you had given recommendation on will be going to city council on December 16th as a consent item. So keep an eye on that. I'll pass it on to Heather.
Okay. Under construction, as you all know, the Telegraph Road resurfacing project, it continues. We appreciate your patience. As far as general updates, park staff are preparing for the closure of the sports fields for maintenance for the winter closure, and those begin December 8th, and will probably go through till approximately through January. So we don't have a firm open date yet. We're still working on that. Also,
which fields are those? Sorry, all?
No, not all the fields. Those are the sports fields where we have leagues scheduled. So at the end of each season, we shut those fields down to rest the turf. And then we work on the turf. We'll fence those areas and we fertilize, fill holes. And then they will reopen in late January. And then currently staff is preparing for the weather event that's coming. We'll see what happens, but staff and the contractors that service the city are currently preparing for that. And the sand at Camino, we have a list currently that we're working on for replenishment of the sand at many of the playgrounds throughout the entire city. And the recent one that was completed last week was Camino Real Park. That area got taken care of yesterday. And then some also was placed in the volleyball area. And then last, the maintenance and repair of the existing benches down on the promenade. I don't know if you're aware of it, but we have like over 35, 38 benches down there. And so what we're currently doing is repairing those. We do a group at a time. They're sanding them, they're painting them, they're making any repairs that are needed. And so that currently is being done.
All right. Does that do it for department communications? Very good. Do we have any commission communications?
I have a question, and I don't know if it's the right time, but it's a little controversial. But that we are seeing throughout the city, given that they are on our city land, right? Do they have permits?
That is something that I think our city manager's office, I think in correlation with, I think there's some other department that's working together to learn a little bit more of that and figure out what next steps might be for that. But as far as handling a food permit, that's something that the department doesn't oversee. Okay.
So that would be probably the health department. So if anybody has any concerns regarding that, who would they call? City? And what department would that be?
That's a good question. I could follow up with that. Who might handle that? And I can send it out to everybody.
I think that would be good because I have been asked about that.
Okay.
That does not fall in Parks and Recreation. I do know city manager's office is working with city attorney's office. There's a lot of protections via the state that is not in Parks and Recreation, but Stephen will follow up with a point of contact.
Okay, that would be very good. Thanks. Because I remember
doing the December fair or the 4th of July fair years ago, and we had to have like three compartments sink and hot water and this and that, and everybody's like, where's their sink and their water? And people have asked
that. Yeah, it's not especially been permitted with
Yep.
But if you can give me the permission.
I'll do. Good call with that. Thank you.
All right. Sir.
I've been asked by community members about Hobart Park again, getting beat up by people that probably shouldn't be on it, playing games and whatnot. So just Hobart Park put on someone's list of things to look at. I know we had a conversation about it before, and it's being taken care of, but I've just been asked. Second thing is Surfer's Point. I kind of think it's kind of a city thing, maybe Parks and Rec as well, but I mean, you have Alex Mangoni there. We had a Ventura County Fair Board meeting a couple weeks ago regarding the parking and how it's all coming together and when it's going to be finished. And it's moving along pretty fast if you've been down there. They're finalizing drainage and there'll be striping, all the asphalt's done. But the big drama was whether parking passes were going to be done again, if we're going to have parking passes, yearly ones. In the past, they've always done it. So the fair board said they were not going to do it. And then over 100 people, maybe 200 people showed up at their meetings, the fair board, county fair board meetings. And they'd already knew that all these people were going to come. And so they said, yes, we're going to have a pass again. And then, but we don't know how much and when it's going to start. So another meeting, another few weeks went by, and then the other meeting came out, and they came up with it's $150. It's going to start on December 1st. So the public should be aware that if they want to buy a parking permit for the year at Surfers Point, it's going to be $150, and it looks like it's going to start on December 1st. And it looks great on that.
Is there a limited number of passes available?
I don't think so. They're trying to make money, so I think they will sell as many as they can. I think she said there were 600 sold last year. That's all I have.
I just wanted to say a couple things. One, regarding the sports field closures and all that, this is just more of a personal communication here, is that as a ASO parent, thank you to the city staff who keep those fields playable throughout the entire season. So, and my kids enjoy it. So, I promise I didn't bring them here just to, no. That was unexpected. Another thing that was, that came up that was asked about, but something that I could probably talk about this offline, but you mentioned the sand playground, refilling sand. Is there also a cycle or a schedule that goes on with the wood chip playgrounds? Do those get periodically listed and cared for as well? Or
Yeah, we have. Yes, we do. Park operations, yes, he has a whole list, and so we are going around all 32 parks, and whether it's sand or the fiber chips,
so it's on the same like lists or cycle, or
yes, we have a whole list, and we're doing the one, they're all prioritized by the need, so that's how we're doing it right now.
And then something that came up, I think, immediately after opening of the Marina Park playground, but not something that I'm sure, and this is not necessarily a discussion, obviously, no, we can't discuss these things here, but was that there were complaints about mold and mildew on that playground. It's just something I had on my list to ask about, if that was ever addressed, or if that was not even considered a concern, or if it was just a complaint that kind of blew over with the...
Staff did respond to that, and they did have the manufacturer come out, and that was it's a special sealant because it can't be toxic on that wood, and that was I guess you would say, as it's settling into the wood. They're having to come out because there's also some, I guess you would say, gosh, I'm trying to think of the correct terminology they used. because it's a organic material that's being used on it and it has no chemicals, that's some of the effect of it being used as it is, basically absorbing, just like if you're treating teak wood or anything like that. And that's what that is. And we did have them come out. Construction engineering did have them come out and take a look at that.
And then the last thing I was going to ask about, and kind of is there's a project, and I don't know if this is a city project that's going on or if it's state related off of, why am I blanking on the name of the street? It's the one that runs right across the coast. There's a fenced off area of the beach. There's
Harbor.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know why I was is that, that's not related to any kind of parks and recreation related project or anything like that. It's off of the state parking lot. They're off of Harbor. They seem to be digging out a section of the
Sandhun and Harbor.
Yes.
Ventura Water, and they're doing some maintenance on the outfall that's there.
Okay.
But not parks and rec related.
All right.
And it's a pretty quick timeline. So should be wrapping up pretty smoothly or pretty quickly. So, so Ventura Water's project.
Okay.
Is that to improve the drainage?
I believe so.
Tends to flood there.
Yeah.
I just had a question come out of the blue. I was like, honestly, I don't know. And I think they're using an empty lot over by Stanley to drop the sand. So
yeah,
there's a huge pile of sand there now. So yeah. All right. That was it.
All right. Anyone else? Not allowed. I have had a few opportunities recently to use Arroyo Verde Park. Taking my granddaughter to both of the little playgrounds and new puppy out on the grass area, and everything looks great. Everything's well maintained. All the dogs were behaving themselves, and so, terrific time. So, thanks for that. All right, I think that brings us to the end of our meeting. So, we are adjourned.